We're talking today with Susan Allen with Dairy Max. And Susan, we're here in the month of June. June's Dairy Month has been, of course, down through the years. And it's kind of a tradition of being able to celebrate all things dairy this particular month.
That's right. And actually, celebrate all things dairy is our theme for the month. And we know that dairy farmers are committed to good cow care and quality milk and milk products all year long. But June is just a great time to focus on the dairy farmer, celebrate them, and celebrate all things dairy, just like you said.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that the dairy industry has been doing to try to, you know, involve themselves in the community to give back to folks that are really their consumers.
Well, we took a look at the dairy farmers, and we know that they give back to the community all year long. With their time, talents, their energies, you know, their school board members, they belong to their church, all kinds of things. Not only that, but the dairy farm contributes to the local economy. Every dollar or every gallon of milk that's sold really contributes about $3 to the local economy. So you take that and look at that and what they do all year long. And then we wanted to create some projects that focus really on their desire to give back to the community. And one is our Passion for Pints blood drive that we've been doing for a couple of years now, about 3 years now, across our four-state region, actually.
Tell me a little bit more about what you're trying to accomplish there.
Well, with Passion for Pints, we know that every time you give blood, you actually can save up to 3 lives. So that's pretty significant. We also know that you get a snack, you know, a beverage or a cookie whenever you go give blood. And we had a dairy farmer actually from Oklahoma that gave blood and said, why are we not getting milk? So that was kind of our, you know, you give a pint of blood, we'll give you a pint of milk. We might also give you some ice cream. So that started our Passion for Pints project about 3 years ago, a local dairy farmer from the Okarchee area that wanted to know why we aren't doing this. And it's grown in the last 3 years. The first year we did a few blood drives, and this year we're doing at least 200 blood drives in our region in the month of June alone. So that's saving a lot of lives. That's giving a lot back to the community. You know, you go give blood, you get something from us, but then you're helping others. There's just a ripple effect. So it's a really great project. We call it Passion for Pints.
So 200 in the Dairy Max area.
200 in the Dairy Max area. That covers Texas, New Mexico, Central and Western Oklahoma, and Southwest Kansas. We are covering them all. We already had ours in Oklahoma, and we had more donors than last year. And here in Oklahoma, we partnered with the OBI and Highland. And one person that donated blood got 52 coupons for gallons of milk. So they won milk for a year. So trying to really talk about the importance of milk and why it's important in our diet, that and then giving a little bit back to those that are willing to come to our blood drive.
I know another thing that Dairy Max has been very heavily involved with the regional food bank is the opportunity to try to get fluid milk back into the hands of folks that are getting food and products from the regional food banks.
Right. We've been partnering also with the Regional Food Bank here in Oklahoma in the month of June with some press releases, and they put some information in their newsletter. Because when we think about milk, people don't donate milk to food banks because it's perishable and it's bulky and all kinds of things. So the dairy industry came together and created the Great American Milk Drive, where you can go online to milklife.com/give. And give at least $5, and then a coupon is generated that goes back to your state to give someone that needs milk a gallon of milk. The reason that's important is because people that participate, that rely on food banks, and a lot of those are kids, they get on average 1 gallon of milk a year because we don't give milk at food drives. So the Great American Milk Drive was created to help fill that nutrient gap, help fill that milk gap, and put some milk in the refrigerators of our Oklahoma neighbors that need it the most.
And this is really easy to do, right?
It is easy to do. You go to milklife.com/give, and you put in your credit card, and then based on your zip code, it'll send your coupon back to Oklahoma, which is, you know, it's pretty exciting that you can give a gallon of milk to someone right here in our state that really needs it. And, of course, you don't have to stop it at a $5 donation. You can give as much. And I'm actually working with Extension, too. A lot of Extension groups are trying to adopt the Great American Milk Drive as a local project that they can do, because it really does fit the, it has, you know, one foot in agriculture, you know, giving milk back to people that need it, and directly, you know, Oklahoma dairy farmers can benefit from that. But also then it has one foot in nutrition and health and getting those nine essential nutrients to the children and families that need it.
I know, you know, if you look at it on the big picture, the Great American Milk Drive, this is really a national effort. It's going really all across the country.
It is a national effort. And, you know, no matter where you live in the country, you can make a local, you can make a donation back to your state. So it's moving a lot of milk and getting it to the people that really need it. So it's very exciting and a great project to be involved with.
Susan, let's talk a little bit about one of the things going on here during Dairy Month, and that's the fact that you're continuing a kind of a series of things that you've done as far as getting folks that are not necessarily dairy farmers out to take a firsthand look at what goes on in the life of a dairy farm.
Right. At Dairy Max, we think it's important that we get thought leaders out to dairy farms. So we're doing a series of dairy farm tours all across the region. We've taken a group of dietitians from Oklahoma City to a dairy farm in Kingfisher, and it was we had very good results. They really, you know, what we wanted to do is kind of move them along the continuum from how positive they were to start to being even more positive and being advocates for dairy farming, and then the dairy products. So we've took the dietitians to Kingfisher. We're also taking a group of family physicians' children to a dairy farm in Ninicaw soon, so that it's part of their conference, and these children will get to see the cows, get to make some dairy products, and really go back then and tell their parents about their experience.